This mural depicts a typical harvesting scene in the 1930s and 40s. Joseph, 1875 to 1959, son of Celestine and Victoria de Champlain, was born in Saint-Luce, Quebec. There he met and married Marie-Anne Parent, 1878, 1962, and 1899. Soon after, they moved to Ironwood, Michigan, where Joseph worked as a carpenter and supervisor. In the early 1900s, Joseph heard tales of golden fields and adventure, so he went north to see if the tales were true. His brother and sister, already settled in Alberta, urged him to join them. Joseph and Marie-Anne decided to move to Canada with their two daughters. In 1903, they settled down in a region north of Laval, known as Saint-Émile. We see the women bringing food out to the fields, which was a sign for the men to take a break for supper. It became tradition to stop threshing and gather in the field for supper with the whole family. Claude, the youngest male of the de Champlain family, was no farmer. Claude, the youngest male of the de Champlain family, was no farmer and turned to the clergy. He became a priest in 1946. The family was astute in their farming, and the boys picked up the trade and bought their own land. The de Champlain family's descendants grew. They hold the largest family in the Laval area. In 2007, they farmed over 11,000 acres, roughly 4,600 hectares. The land originally owned by Joseph and Marie-Anne were passed to their children. The elderly couple retired from farming and moved into Laval in 1947. The de Champlain family members are baseball and hockey players, and their love of these sports have made them leaders of these activities in the community of Laval. It is only appropriate that their mural be painted on an arena. Anecdotes. Centralta Tourism Society is an advocate for showcasing women's contributions to history. The men wouldn't have been able to work long hours in the field if they had to care for the children or if they had to come back inside and prepare supper. As such, girls bringing in the day's supper were painted in the mural.